yesterday was an eye-opener. You know, Sunday when we went, you know, we saw they were worried that we won't come back because it was late, as I mentioned in your program. On Monday, when we gave out the food parcels, we could see the desperation, you know, and we could sense the hunger. But yesterday, that was revealing. When the people were in the queue, when we were providing hot meals, children kept on coming back for a second and a third round. And initially, there was a little bit of pushing because people were really excited to see meals. They were not aggressive. They were not out of control. It was just the excitement and pushing in that line. But the marshals quickly organized it. But in those few seconds, you could see the desperation. And when they ate, we were really stunned. People are really, really hungry in their minds. And initially, we said, we'll go in Monday, we'll go in Tuesday. We just can't walk away now. We're going today to two different shafts. We're going in again on Saturday. On Monday, we're going to do the shaft in Limpopo because we've been told there's needs in Limpopo also. So we're doing Limpopo on Monday. And Wednesday, again, we'll be back in the Marikana area. And as we go along, we'll assess how many more areas to cover and how long more to be there for.
Imtiaz, give us some idea of how many people you've helped already and how many are left that you still have to sort of lend a hand to and distribute parcels to in these areas that you're going to.
How many are left is unreachable. It's in the thousands. If you take 70,000 mining workers and 5 people per family, it's 350,000 people. Some people put it roughly at 500,000 people. But all 500,000 are not there anymore. Many of them are gone home, you know, or to the different areas. But how many we've helped? On Monday, we've helped 500 families. That's about 2,500 people. Yesterday, we helped another 700 families. That's about another 3,500 people. And in addition to that, we fed 5,000 people a hot meal. Today, we'll be doing parcels for another 700 families. It may extend to 1,000, depending on the time and how fast we can do it. So by the time we finish off, we'll probably reach 30 or 40,000 people, if not more than that.
When we spoke yesterday, you said that your medical teams had called you asking if they could come in today. And it sounds from what we have that they are there at the moment. Give us some idea on just what the state of health is. We know that there are a lot of the mine workers and their families now who find themselves in hospital. They haven't been able to take their medication. Just what is their state of health at the moment? Is it sort of critical?
Well, it's, you know, the teams that were there yesterday, the medical teams are not there yet, but from the workers, you know, we could see the malnourishment in the children itself and in the adults. And, you know, the normal diseases that you may have. We haven't done a full assessment because the team is only coming the weekend. And remember, these are volunteers. So they will come in the weekend, and we can't send one GP, one nurse. We send in a complete team, a general practitioner, primary healthcare worker, primary healthcare nurse, paramedic, dietitian. So they work in combination. And a whole team like that would go in on Saturday to do a full assessment and take medication and supplements we think relevant to the situation and dish it out at the time that we're doing the assessment, you know, and the treatment. So on Saturday, it gives people time to bring them all to one area. And we've told them on Saturday, bring the people from the different areas to one area. So it'll be much easier for us to work like that.
Imtiaz, I have to ask you, you've been on the ground there, and just speaking to one of our guests earlier, Dick Forslund, he said he understood that AMCU and there have been other people, churches and other organizations in conjunction with AMCU that had been actually handing out aid and food and helping out the community. But what you said to us was when you got there on Sunday that these, you know, the people you found were starving. Does it seem like anybody had been there before doing anything for the mine workers and their families?
No, I think it's possible. You know, so actually, whilst we were there, one organization, a church organization, did come and give us some stuff. They said, look, you guys are here. We know you. We know what you do. Instead of us doing it, you just take the stuff. Sunday, you know, on Monday, they gave us some stuff. And then before we haven't seen anybody, but because the mine is big. There's 17 or 18 different shafts. So it's possible people could be in different areas and there's different mines. So, yes, it's possible. And they themselves told us, you know, that the organizers said, look, people have come, what, 5 parcels, 15 parcels, 90 parcels. They told us people have come. Some people have been doing a feeding scheme. But the other thing they told us, and they were not clear about it, they just said, we've put money together. So I asked, did somebody sponsor it? They just said, no, we put money together. And on Monday, we're going to the wholesale and we buy enough stuff for 800 food parcels. It seemed as if the mine workers had done their own collection. Maybe they've done this before, I don't know. But the other thing they kept on stressing is that when we give out food parcels, they need to select the most needy ones first. And I said, but all you guys are needy. They said, yes, but there are some more needy than others, and they have to get first. And we have a system here, and they have a very good system. I must tell you, they have a very good system. They got the numbers of the workers. They know who got, who received, who didn't receive. Although you may have received a long time ago, you still have to wait your turn till the other ones get, and then you come back to number one kind of thing.
Sorry,
it works exceptionally well.
Very quickly for us, for those who want to help and contribute so that you can hand out these parcels, what can they do? Where do they go to leave their contributions? And what do you actually need at the moment?
Well, the easiest thing is to call my toll-free number, 0800-786-911. Cash and any food items, you know, that's relevant, maize, rice, oil, tin food, beans, some sugar, tea, supplements, biscuits, all those kind of stuff. And if you're anywhere in South Africa, take it to the Skynet Courier Services. They will bring it to Bramley for us to take it to Marikana. So anybody who got stuff anywhere in South Africa can take it to the Skynet offices, the courier company throughout South Africa, or to our offices, but call it 0800-786-911 and they'll tell you what to do.
No more. ENCA.com.